You may remember when the word window just referred to the opening in a wall, the kind of, you know, you covered with glass. Well, NASA, of course, changed all that. A window is still an opening, but the folks at Cape Canaveral use that word to refer to that brief period of time when everything is right for the launch. The wind's okay, the weather's okay, they've checked it at the Cape, and they've checked it downrange, and the atmospherics are okay for communication. Mm-hmm. The conditions have been predicted for the time of return, and they look good, too. But the window will pass soon. If you're going to get this thing off the ground, go when the window's open. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the Christmas window. Yeah, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 16. And by the way, this might be a dimension of Christmas that we often miss, maybe with tragic consequences. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Now notice it says they had seen him and then they spread the word. The first people to ever celebrate Christmas saw it as a time for telling. I mean, that was their first response. Man, it's time to spread this good news. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 tells you what your lifetime assignment for Jesus is. We are Christ's ambassadors. Whatever you do for a living, go to school for, your highest calling is that you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. If the people in your world are ever going to hear about him, it's going to be through you. See, he's assigned you to this particular little tribe that's around where you work or go to school or live or recreate. That's your territory as a missionary. Your environment might change. You may move, but your assignment doesn't. You are his ambassador wherever he puts you. Christmas, I think, is the best window of the year for telling about your Jesus. I mean, look, hearts are softer this time of year. People are open. Christ is kind of like everywhere. You can't even go to the mall without hearing songs about him. It's never easier to talk about Jesus than it is during the Christmas season. But the devil, oh, he loves to see us so consumed with Christmas busyness that he keeps us distracted when the window in lost hearts is the most open. Think about it. Who is there this Christmas, in this countdown to Christmas, that you need to communicate Christ to? They need to hear about your Jesus. This Christmas season would be the time to tell them about the one who promised peace and brought peace to your heart. Maybe it's time to take that person out to lunch. Maybe it's time to give them a Christmas recording of some kind or contemporary worship music. Share with them the songs that really mean a lot to you. Most of all, tell your hope story. Write down your hope story. If you do Christmas cards, put it in the cards. Look for opportunities to tell your personal hope story of the difference Jesus is making in your life. Maybe you need to invite them to an event where it'd be just a good place for lost people to go and someplace seeker-friendly. They're ready to hear Christmas music. It's that time of year. Everybody wants to hear that. Invite them to your home afterwards. Don't just go to the concert. Invite them to your home to fellowship and talk about what was sung and what was said about Jesus there. My wife and I had great opportunity to make progress in communicating our Jesus to our friends by that alone. Just invite them to a concert or a Christmas event and have them over afterwards and talk about what we all felt. Jesus said that it was harvest time. He said the harvest is plentiful. And I've asked farmers and I've asked what harvest means to them and they say, ready. I think someone around you is ready because it's Christmas. They desperately need your Lord and they may be more ready than ever before. If you're ever going to launch an effort to take that person to heaven with you, would you do it now while the Christmas window is open?
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.